Alright, this is another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. This is your Black Nerd, Renegade X, the one that you love to hate. And this time, I will be talking about why people always choose DPS instead of tank and healer in certain shooter games. I believe the reason why people always choose DPS over tank and healer is because of the games that we grew up on. Now back in the day with games that involved, you know, shooting and stuff, there wasn't a healer and tank back then. Instead, it was just DPS, and if you needed healing, there was always self-healing. The character would always, you know, get their health back, and for tanking, it depends on the character level or the items you have equipped. So basically, that one character was really everything you had needed. That's one of, you know, really one of the reasons I believe that happens. Stuff like Call of Duty, you can, depending on what you have on, you can take hits, you can regenerate your health after you take a certain amount of damage. Another game like GoldenEye, it's another game that has, you know, self-healing, stuff like that. And now I'm finna go into a couple of reasons why people don't like playing healer. Number one, they get focused. And what I mean by that is, focus means, you know, people from the enemy team are gonna come after you, like flanks, DPS. And usually when that happens, and from what I heard and from what I experienced, sometimes people don't help you. Well, a majority of the time people don't help you, from what I've seen and experienced. Sad to say is, when you play in healer, sometimes you will get, you know, flamed. Sometimes people will get mad because you died, but it's like, you're supposed to be protecting your healer, because your healer is saving you and enabling you to do things. Because without a healer, you'd just be running out and dying and nothing would get done. Number two, the healers do not get appreciated. What I mean by that is, you can be healing your teammate, but they never say thank you throughout the whole match. So you're just enabling them, healing them, saving them, and stuff like that. Sometimes resurrecting them, depending on the character in the game. It's just, they can have like a card or a special thing that says, I don't know, 100k healing, but you know, they don't get appreciated. They don't say thank you so and so for healing me, thank you so and so for resurrecting me, and stuff like that. So thank you healers, please. Cause I am a support main. Cause I used to be, you know, I used to do DPS, you know, just like everybody else. But right now I'm a support main because no one wants to play healer. Number three, people don't want to play healer all the time. They want to use different roles at times because this is, depending on the game, there's this whole roster of other characters. So if they play the healer for like, I don't know, 5 games, you know, sometimes they just want to be like, you know what, I want to play DPS, I want to play something else besides the healer, I want to try something new or something like that. So that's another reason why, you know, people don't always play healer. Okay, now I'm gonna go into the reason why people don't like playing tank. Because they don't like being in the front and taking all that damage and no one helps them. Cause I have seen many instances to where I just seen the tank go out there but nobody is really helping that tank. Cause what a tank is supposed to do, besides being a meat shield, well, it really depends on what type of tank there are. There could be a shield tank, point tank. You know, a shield slash point tank is really, you know, like the shield tag has a barrier to protect the team, and you know, so the team can shoot through the barrier, hit the enemies and stuff like that. Point tank is, you know, a character that is able to stand on the point and contest it. An off tank, that's more like a, it takes some of the aggro off the main tank. So that's why I said the off tank and the point slash shield, or main tank, whatever you want to call it. That's why sometimes playing two tanks is a good thing. But yes, that's probably one reason they say that. And they say it's boring, probably because they feel tanks don't do as much damage as DPS. Depending on the character and depending how you use your moves, you can actually do a lot of damage. So I just wanted to say that. And I believe another reason why they don't play tanks is because, you know, like I said about the shield tank, is that, because I've had plenty of cases in Overwatch when I used to play it, of course, when I was playing as Reinhardt and I had the barrier up, but everyone will walk past the barrier, the teammates, and they just run out and die. So that right there is kind of why I quit playing Reinhardt back then, because I'm like, I have this big shield. Get behind the shield. Think of me as a wall. But no, you're just gonna run past the shield and die. Like, really? So this is why I believe that people do not like playing tanks and healers and stuff in certain games. That is all I have to say for this podcast. And before I end the podcast, I will say this. Protect your healers. Thank your healers for healing you. And I will say this for all the support mains and all the people who like playing healers out there. Look, if no one will appreciate you, I do. I appreciate my healers, and I also protect them as best as I can. And let me say this to the tank, to the people out there that be having tanks on their teams. Help your tanks, please. Help them. And for those who don't want to try healer and tanks, take this advice. Try different roles, please. Just try. Because people on your team may appreciate you for playing tank and healer. Because I've seen so many times to where, and I've experienced this as well, where we don't have a healer. Meanwhile, the enemy team has two healers, or we don't have a tank. Meanwhile, the enemy team has two tanks. I have seen that way too many times. Way too many times. But anyway, that is another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. This is your Black Nerd, Renegade X. Have a good day.